Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with that.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this gorgeous June 24th. We're down here at the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, as we tee it up with John Rieger, PGA of America teaching pro. He's up there at Crescent Beach, Florida, in the midst of a move from the beach to a mansion. I'm paying you too much, Rieger. You just moved into the condo. Now you're on the beach in a mansion, and I've got to sit down and do some negotiating. But I've got Tom Gribben sitting here, and he will be my legal representative for your contract.
Sounds like I ought to represent John.
Yeah, you may want to get in line. Alongside him is Patty Suzette. I didn't know you're coming. It's always a blessing.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for that. No, thanks for being here. And then Bill Butner, our newest addition to the on the Tee Florida to our gang, and he's been giving lessons. He's a PGA of America teaching professional at St. Pete Country Club, and you're already giving lessons. A lot's going on down here, John Rieger.
Absolutely. This is a great place to be.
Well, you know, the reason I had to have more space is because we are Florida's fastest growing radio show, and so I just needed more space up here to be able to come on here every Saturday and talk some golf and have some fun and enjoy everybody's company here. But, it's good to be back on the air this week. I took a week off from the John Rieger Report, so next week we'll get back on that on our Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. So it's good to hear you all. It's great to have Bill Butner on the show this week.
Yeah, John, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Learned a lot about the rules of golf this week. Just the world of golf is in a tither over Rory's drop that he had at the U.S. Open. A lot of conspiracy theory there, a lot of video work, a lot of pundits out there talking about that, rule 16-3. So we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Well, we'll talk about, did you see that Roy McIlroy, and the first time in his career, got a hole-in-one? That's astonishing. First time in his career at the Travelers, got a hole-in-one. And I can't remember how many rounds it was, but it was thousands. I think it was almost 5,000 rounds prior to him getting a hole-in-one. I'm sure you knew that, Bill.
No, I didn't know that, but I know Fred Couples went through about 20 years of professional golf before he made it first.
And, you know, Rory taking that drop in the Open, I've been doing that for 30 years, so I wasn't surprised.
What do you think I act like I've been doing? Everything illegal, I certainly have been doing. And I'll tell you what, John, you would have enjoyed it as we were getting ready to open the show. Butner, he can't help himself. Told him that he was going to work with Patty's golf game or create one. And he's right at it in the simulator. And
yeah, and she's hitting the ball now. That 1 5-minute lesson.
I was going to say, definitely better than I've ever done it, but my only experience is putt-putt, so.
Well, you and I can go over to Tom Gribben's
if there's
house.
A windmill, I'm in.
So, John, it is an active weekend. We've got the, of course, the Travelers, which I always enjoyed the Travelers, and it's good to see that it has a, you know, a fairly deep field. But you got Denny McCarthy and Keegan Bradley on top of that leaderboard at 15 under. Of course, that's brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. Then we've got the Dix Championship on the Champions Tour, and then the KPMG LPGA Championship. So a busy weekend in the world of golf after the unique U.S. Open. It was an exciting, fun U.S. Open.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, obviously, being in prime time, it was great to be able to watch that on Sunday evening and enjoy that when you're normally falling asleep, getting ready for work on Monday. But I can tell you that it was a wonderful finish at the end. A couple of fan favorites just didn't pan out. We were all on board for Ricky last week. We didn't really think that anybody else would want to do it, or we just were kind of biased because we really wanted to see Ricky do so well. But congratulations to Wyndham Clark. And there was there's a little bit of controversy this week. It really wasn't. I think it was just Justin Thomas putting a dig on Wyndham Clark, but they were playing together at the Travelers, and they're about 80 yards from the flagstick. I think Justin hit it up there pretty close, and Wyndham asked them to mark it, and Justin looks over at them, and he won one bleeping U.S. Open. Now I have to mark my ball from 80 yards. Are you kidding me? So I think it was more in jest than it was controversy, but Wyndham Clark is now the man. He has got one major under his belt. And the question is will he be a one-hit wonder? Will he be like Lucas Glover or Webb Simpson? You know, he won a U.S. Open, or will it be that he's got more major championships on the horizon? What do you think about that, Bill? Do you think he's going to have more in the future, or do you think he's just going to be a one-hit wonder?
No, he's got dedication. He wants to be the best. Obviously, he wins at hard golf courses, playing at the in Charlotte down there and winning there. So he's kind of a game for a hard golf courses, and that's what the U.S. Open presents.
You know what I like about him, John, also, and I know they overdid it, talking about he's an athlete, but he is an athlete, and he went to school with Christian McCaffrey, the San Francisco 49ers running back in Colorado. I kind of got on the bandwagon when I found out the story about his mother passing away and that he was from Denver. Of course, the week before, the Nuggets hoisted the NBA championship, and then they got a U.S. Open, and we've been talking all morning about Denver and our sons out there, and it's the land. It's turning into not Tampa Bay, but they've got champions that the champion range out there, I guess. But I like that story, and he's easy to want to get behind and follow. He seems like a great guy.
Yeah, I think everybody's got a story out there, but especially this one is heartwarming. Yeah, we might as well talk about Rory's drop now. Controversy out there because he hit his golf ball into the face of a very extreme bunker, but he got relief and he almost got to drop it on the green. And there was a lot of video sleuths out there trying to say that the ball wasn't embedded, that he cheated, that he moved it too far. It was like a club and a half. You know, the rule 16-3 on an embedded ball means that you get to take relief within one club length, and, you know, it's kind of like a half arc, you know, one club length distance. And there was a rules official standing right there advising Rory.
Yeah, so it was right there. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and she was feeling that hole to make sure it was embedded too. So
yeah, and you know, and I used to be a certified rules official, and I can tell you that you know, when you're a rules official, not only are you standing there to make sure it goes right, you're actually quoting the rule to the player, so they know exactly what the rule is in case they forget. Because a lot of these guys out there, they know the rules, and it's really good to know the rules, but they don't really study the rules as much. And that's why they rely on the rules officials. The rules officials, every one of them has that rule book memorized and knows exactly what it is. So the rule official there said that she, you know, knew that ball was embedded and he was entitled to relief. You know, I mean, what a lucky break for him. But at the same time, you know, some of the sleuths out there on Twitter saying, well, it was karma, you know, that he didn't win because he cheated and blah, 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 blah. You know, but, you know, that was the rules of golf. You know, most people, I would say, you know, 99% of golfers out there, you know, don't know the rules of golf. They don't play the rules of golf. They have no idea. And yet there are internet rules officials out there claiming that that Rory cheated. He did not, you know, and it just got to move on from it. But that was the hot topic after the U.S. Open.
Well, there's also the topic about the winner's ball moving, right?
Well, yeah, that was another thing about you know, when you place your club behind the ball, when you're addressing the ball, if the ball moves, there's a penalty. And right. Again, you know, it's really something in the age of television where you can really zoom in now, these camera angles, and you can really catch everything up to a milliliter of movement or a microscopic look at everything. And sometimes it's after the fact. I remember I spent 25 years as the announcer on the first tee in Tampa for the Champions Tour. And one of the things that was really amazing to me is, and I asked the head rules official about this gentleman named Gene Smith, who just retired from being on the rules official for the Champions Tour. I said, "How in the world can a viewer call in and say, hey, listen, somebody's ball moved, this and that and the other happened?" And Gene says, "Well, they have the number of the golf shop, and we always leave a radio at the golf shop in case anybody needs us." And sure enough, they just called the golf shop. And that's how they find us. But I think they put an end to that practice because it became too controversial, because sometimes things happen out there unknowingly. You don't know if your ball moved or something happened or you mark it just right. And you weren't cheating, but yet the camera shows, well, you could have cheated. And yeah, and they go back and look at things afterwards. It's just like football. Okay, you may have an instant replay here, and they do go look at these things afterwards on the television, but you can't just do that to the players out there.
Right.
It's ridiculous. And I think, wasn't that part of the issue? And I think it was the PGA Championship in Wisconsin with Dustin Johnson, that someone had called in on that, Bill?
Yeah, that was in the bunker. I'm trying to think, where was that?
The sand, yeah, exactly. The sand had gotten out into the rough, into the grass, and they called him on that, and then that cost him a stroke.
Yeah.
I was physically there when it happened. I was working for ESPN at the time, and I was up there, I think it was 2010, when it was at Whistling Straits, and I was up there on that hole. And I remember that what happened was, for example, earlier in the round, you know, there's so many bunkers at Whistling Straits. I had the good fortune of having dinner with the director of golf during the tournament week, and I asked him, how many bunkers are there up there? And he says, we don't know. We even take aerial photos. We think there's a couple thousand bunkers. I remember when I was rolling in on the media bus in the back lot behind the driving range, there were bunkers out there that no human being would ever even step foot in. So what happened was, on the ninth hole earlier in the round, there was a little pot bunker just like he was in, and the rules official walked over, and Dustin said, hey, am I in a bunker? And the rules official says, yes, you're in a bunker. So he walked away, and that's how he played it. We got on the 18th hole, hit it way right, and there again, it was a similar-sized bunker. The rules official actually walked over there just to, you know, in case he needed anything. He looked at Dustin, he goes, Dustin, you need anything? And Dustin says, no, I'm good. And then Dustin proceeds to ground his club and has informed about the penalty when they got to the green there. So it was the most bizarre thing, and it was all on Dustin. He handled it with unbelievable class and composure. You know, the TV people were going nuts over it, but I can tell you that he did make a mistake there. But there are so many little bunkers out there, it was hard to tell if you're in a bunker or out of a bunker in a lot of ways.
Well, he's John Rieger. He's the PGA of America teaching professional up there in, now, are you still in Crescent Beach?
Well, we're going to call it St. Augustine Beach now. St. Augustine Beach, now. Just north of Crescent Beach. That's correct.
All right, my man. Well, when were you going to share with me that you worked for ESPN? I know you had your own national show across the country. The price of pay for play with him is going to be a lot more expensive now that he's exposing his resume. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
I know. I mean, it's just the way he is.
And I appreciate you coming down. What have you been up to?
Myself, I've been.
You had youth lessons, didn't you?
Yeah, I've had junior camps all week, the last 3 weeks, and I have two sets of camps. One for the kind of the 6 to 10 year olds, and then the high school kids in the afternoon who go out on the golf course and play.
And I remember when I was a cart jockey and how I helped you herd the kids. No, I always felt for you. It was busy. It was very busy, and I would wonder how you guys put up with that immense heat. And it was brutal.
It was brutal. It still is brutal.
Yeah, I always enjoyed that. Tom Gribben, what did you do all week?
I relaxed this week.
You did, you know,
I'm working on the, you know, my book is going to a movie, and I've been working on the treatments. You know, there's a writer's strike going on, so we couldn't get into the script, the movie script, but so we're doing the treatments, and they're, presenting it to various actors.
The Last Florida Boy, by the way, is the name of the book. And we might as well do a plug since I pay you so much to come down here.
Yeah,
how do people find it?
It's been selling well in Amazon and bookstores, in 7 countries now. And, it has a golf angle to it, even though the book isn't about golf. But some funny golf scenes in there because the guy is a golf fanatic.
Well, John Daly's song, Weed, Whiskey, and I don't know if it was women, but you could have named it that too.
It fits right in, yeah.
It fits right in for that.
It's a fantastic story, by the way. Oh, I'm an avid reader, and I loved it.
Well, that's Patty Suzette. What have you been up to there, dear?
Just
besides giving hugs to strangers. John.
Stranger hugs are the best hugs.
Bill Butner walks up, and I'm trying to, you know, be the host and make sure that they've met each other. And here's Butner, you know, 6'5", towering. And she runs up to him. I look over at Tom. And I said, oh, they met. She goes, no. Nope.
They already know each other.
Do not give. I'm the dad now.
The stranger danger lesson I had as a child did not sink in.
Well, the old man is telling you now. Some of the people I bring around with, I'll tell you, huggable, not huggable.
All right, just give me a thumbs up, okay?
He's huggable. Yeah, everybody at Eckerd College.
The man's taught me some stuff about golf already. He's getting a lot of hugs.
Exactly.
Of
yeah, I like this.
I negotiate.
We don't need Rickard to be screening who you hug.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can handle it, buddy.
I'm cut off of hugs, and she gives them Butner now. Well, John Rager, you got to get down here and get your hug, brother.
I'll save one.
Well, it's great to have long distance hugs going on. You know, it's even better to have Tom as my new agent out there, because Tom, I got a book in production right now too. It's a financial book. I've got the title of it all set. It's called How to Turn $1 Million into $100,000. So I'm looking forward to getting that book published out there.
I always used to say that about the entertainment business. How do you make a small fortune in the record business? You start with a large one. But yeah, are you getting your book published? Do you have a publisher?
Not yet.
Let me know, because I can help you with that. I mean, that's the key, really.
Well, you know, I got my legal representation out there, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe out there. They're working on it right now, working up the contract.
They're well known in the business.
Yes. Hey, let's take care of a little serious golf. The Dick's Sporting Goods Open, the championship, of course. And on the top of that leaderboard is Kevin Sutherland. Padraig Harrington, two of my favorites, sits at second. Miguel Ángel Jiménez, the most interesting man on the, I'd say, the PGA and the Champions Tour. Joe Durant, haven't seen him on the top 10 for a while. Big Easy, Ernie Els, and Rob Pampling, haven't seen him on the top 10. Oh, and another favorite of ours, I know that, Darren Clark, sitting two back. So it's going to be a good weekend on the Champions Tour. And all those names, what I love about those names is there's a lot of characters and a lot of personalities. And you don't see so much of that on the PGA Tour as you did with that generation and the previous generations. And I'm sure you and John would agree with me, because you both played on the tour. But there are characters in that age group, and there's not today.
Trust me, that back in the day, there were a bunch of characters.
Yeah.
And you were probably one of them, my friend.
Oh, I was the innocent one. I was the one that my eyes were wide open watching this whole show.
Well, you should write a book.
I need to write a book.
Inside the Ropes, Behind the Scenes with Bill Butner on the PGA Tour, Life on the PGA Tour. You were on it for 15 years?
No, just 8 years.
8 years.
It seemed like 15.
I pitched quarters with Lee Trevino one time up against the wall, and he was serious about it. It was real gambling.
Well, he actually got his break in golf as a young man in El Paso, and he was gambling with, he worked at a club, and he was gambling with the members. That'd be like you taking on the membership at St. Pete Country Club.
That's, nobody's in it away from the gamble.
Yeah, I'm sure, John Rager, you've taken a few shickles from saps like me before when you were out there.
Well, you know, Bill's playing resume is pretty impressive. I mean, he was on the tour for 8 years. I was actually on the tour for 8 hours. Missed the cut, played one tournament, so got 36 holes in. So that's the extent of my tour career. But I can tell you that, you know, Bill has, I've got a lot of Bill Butner stories. He doesn't even realize. I'm going to tell a quick one here. And I'm not sure what year this is, but it was U.S. Open qualifying, and I was the director of golf at the Bloomingdale Golfers Club. And I had a young assistant pro named Tommy Smith, wasn't a very good golfer. And Tommy would play in the U.S. Open qualifier. He was awful. And we had a guy named Cal Corp from the FSGA. He was in charge of it at the time. And Bill, I think, shot like 66 on the opening round. You know, that's when you play 36 holes in one day.
A sizzling 66.
Just to start.
And I remember in the middle of the round, this is highly unusual. You know, I'm playing fairly decent, too. I think I made it through to Atlanta that time on that qualifier. But right in the middle of the round, Cal comes over in a golf cart. He says, get in the cart right now. And I go, what, am I being disqualified? He knows, your assistant pro, you got a problem. I said, what is it? Well, Bill Butner shot 66, and your assistant pro shot like 105. And
that was a whole funny thing is we stopped counting after 105.
This is a pro? Shot 100?
Yes, this was not fun to watch, by the way.
Yeah, it was awful. So I had to go over there and force my assistant pro. I said, listen, if you don't get off this golf course right now, I'm going to fire you on the spot. Okay? And so he agreed. He agreed to do it. And then, you know, so obviously Bill went on. I know I got like the last spot. I scalded a sandwich up there on the last hole and hit the flagstick and made a three. And just barely got in by a shot. But I can tell you that that young pro, that Tommy Smith, well, you know, he went on, you know, he started taking lessons from all of us. You know, as far as at Bloomingdale, we had like, you know, 50 golf professionals out there, whether they were tour pros, mini tour players, senior European men and women. And so they all kind of took him under his wing. And he went on to become a very successful PGA golf professional up in the Mid-Atlantic session and has done quite a bit for junior golf out there, but what a glorious start for him playing with Bill Butner, 66, and then yeah, Bill, I didn't realize he stopped counting at 105. That was even worse than I thought.
Yeah, we just Gage said, yeah, that's fine. 7, that's great. You're 8, that's great. Yeah, just let's move on. So it stopped at 105.
It was probably hard. It's amazing you shot a 66. You probably could have shot a lot lower if you didn't have to watch this clown.
Well, that was the challenge.
And the amount of time it took. Speaking of time, we got to go to a hard break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to not Ian Poulter, James Poulter from Chi-Chi Rodriguez. You probably know James, but first tee up there. We're going to talk to James Poulter. I called him Ian the other day when I was looking for him. Another one of my 66-year-old brain farts. Anyway, he wishes he was Ian Poulter sometimes, he said, because of the checks they get. We'll be back here on the T Florida live from the Ferg's 19th hole clubhouse studios perched on top of Ferg's across from Tropicana Field. We're today at 410. It's Rays and Royals. We'll be right back.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Sports Connections on the tee, Florida. I'm Mike Rickard alongside Tom Gribben, the author, the attorney, the entertainer, the man with many hats. In fact, he's got one of his hats. And I see you wear that when you've got your guys together. You got Tom Gribben in the Saltwater Cowboys. You always wear that cowboy hat.
Yes, I haven't been an attorney for a long time. More like a musician, author, raconteur.
You should go back on tour.
That used to be fun.
Everybody does once in a while. I thought that tour you made it, the Kentucky, was superb on your birthday.
No, I still play around town a little bit, but to tour with a band, I mean, that used to be so much fun. Now it would be a living hell.
Well, what fun is watching Bill Butner, of course, another one of our tandem of PGA of America pros, and giving lessons to our cart girl, Patty Suzette. You're going to be much more than a cart girl, young lady.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm like secretly a shark here. You guys have no idea. I'm a pro.
You're setting me up. You've been listening to these guys and saying I'm a hack. You're just going to slaughter me.
Yeah. We'll go out as a foursome. She'll beat you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the way you've been talking about your game, I might have done that anyway. So
I would not be ashamed. I assure you. I'd be madder than hell at you for not getting my game in shape. You know, Rager has an out because I'm not doing the virtual lessons with him. You have got to work on my game.
You didn't start with a hug, though. That's the whole problem with you.
Thank God I didn't. You wouldn't be sitting there. I can tell you right now. We're not going to that topic. Hey, but we need to switch gears. Someone that you know and John knows. James Ian Poulter, as I told you, I called his clubhouse up there at Chichi Rodriguez and had a little brain fart. And then I said to the young man, could you transfer me to Ian Poulter's voicemail? I swear to God. And the kid says, we don't have Ian Poulter. I go, well, I sure you do. I've had him on my show. And he said, no. And then it dawns on me. So then I got a hold of James Poulter, and he's kind enough to join me. And how are you, my man?
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having us on the show, buddy. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Maybe if Ian Poulter would just co-sign one of those checks that he's won in the past, you probably wouldn't be mind being called Ian, right?
No, not at all, man. Oh, just driving some of his cars that he has over in Orlando would be nice, too.
I saw, I think, Inside Golf, I think, on the Golf Channel, they did a piece on he and his family. What a family, man. And he does have some beautiful rides, that's for sure. I think that's something in the Englishmen, the Aussies. Cam Smith is, you know, he's a nut about his cars. He lives over in Jacksonville area. But you're right. So what's going on up at Chichi Rodriguez? John Rager's up on the line with us as well. And as I mentioned, Bill Butner. So you guys are all involved in teaching the kids. And it's that time of year, first tee lessons for the kids while they're out of school. Talk a little bit about what you got going on up there at Chichi Rodriguez.
Yeah, we got summer camp rolling. It's going really well. We had about 25 kids last week doing camp at our driving range and then getting some course access on the golf course. We're actually doing a parent-child event this afternoon. So they're going out and playing 9 holes this afternoon.
It's a parent and child event?
Yeah. It's just for all the participants in our first tee program. So it's really good to get them out on the course and playing with their families, too.
I got it figured out. I'm going to go as your dad. And Eddie, the cart girl, and I are going to come up to the parent-child lessons.
Fantastic.
And I'll be the grandpa.
How old is the youngest child allowed to be? Because I might be maxing that out here.
Well, you can say that 15, 16, it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, she could pass for 16, no doubt about it.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Mentally, maybe, but...
So James, you've been up there quite some time, and I know what you've done with the first tee, and they did the first tee at St. Pete Country Club as well with Bill, and I know their fundraiser. So talk a little bit about your relationship there.
Well, so I've been involved actually with Chichi's for 19 years now. I actually started out as a summer camp coach 19 years ago, and just proud to be part of the first tee organization. There's actually 3 chapters in the Tampa Bay region. So there's one over in Hillsborough County, the first tee of Tampa, kind of works under the umbrella of the YMCA. We're the first tee of Clearwater, so we cover like North Pinellas County. And then there's also first tee down in St. Pete. And we all work really well together, communicate, kind of check in, see how everybody's doing, you know, how the kids doing, what programs are working, what we need to look at changing. And, we all help each other when it comes around fundraiser time. We're lucky to have some great pros in the area like Brittany Lincecum. She does 2, you know, event for us and an event for St. Pete. And, you know, it's really nice having them in town. And then also, you know, having the relationship with the Valspar Championship is huge, you know. So we always look forward to that in March when we take the kids out there and, they have some great experience kind of going inside the ropes. Some of the players on the Thursday and and different things. Like this year, we did a behind-the-scenes tour in one of the tour trucks and saw how they, you know, to make the clubs and all that kind of fun stuff as well.
Oh, so you're able to take the kids? That's very cool.
Yep.
Now, I know you guys have a fundraiser for St. Pete chapter down here.
Yeah, we work closely with Rick Waltman. Rick Waltman's the director down here, and he hosts an event out at St. Pete Country Club.
Well, I had Rick Waltman and a couple of the kids down last year. I'd like to do that, James. We're going to be moving the show to Thursdays from 5 to 7 up here with our two simulator clubhouse studios, and I'd like to see you bring some kids down one of the Thursdays in July, if that's possible, and then we'll get Rick to bring some kids from St. Pete, and I'll work on Hillsboro, but just an opportunity to shine some light on, you know, all the good that the First Tee program does, and it does it nationwide, worldwide, actually.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That sounds great. Let us know.
So, John Rager?
Yeah, hey, James. Wanted to ask you a question here. I was just thumbing through my latest issue of Forbes magazine, and up pops Annalise Caldwell, who is a coach down there, and it's really interesting to when I read this article, because it shows you that the First Tee has become multi-generational now, where you've got the kids that have been through the program now coming back in to be coaches and directors and things like that in the First Tee. Tell us a little bit about the generational aspect of the First Tee.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have Annalise. She's our program director. She actually, you know, has been part, grew up in First Tee in the Carolinas. And over in California as well, because her dad was traveling a lot with work. So, yeah, I mean, definitely First Tee is building up their alumni. It's a great program for, you know, people that have gone through the program to start giving back and creating a career for themselves. And, you know, it's really cool to see that, you know, people are really kind of staying engaged with the game and then, you know, giving back for future generations. So Annalise is awesome. And we're very lucky to have her, and it was pretty cool that we did the article in Forbes for her, too. That was great.
I had the good fortune of serving as an executive director for a couple of years as a First Tee at chapter. And one of the things that that was really neat is that once in a while you'd have a good young player that would actually be able to go play in the big Pro-Am out in Pebble Beach, you know, where they have the Champions Tour and the First Tee together, where, you know, a First Tee golfer would actually play with a Champions Tour player in a Pro-Am, just like the AT&T Pro-Am that they'd have earlier in the year. Yeah, have you had any junior golfers from that area do that?
We have not. We're working on it. You know, historically, our kids have always been a little bit younger, but we are working on kind of keeping them engaged and getting them to that, you know, next level golfer. So, you know, all the things that we've been doing with more course time and different programs. You know, we've got an Ops 36 program, which is a great program where the kids tee off at closer distances, and then once they shoot 36, they step back to the next tees and next distance and keep moving back. So we've got some really good programs in place for getting some more competitive golfers so they can do some of those national opportunities. I mean, obviously Pebble Beach is a real special place to go to, so working on that for sure.
So for our listeners out there who are parents that have kids that want to, you know, want to get into golf, obviously, how do they get involved with your First Tee chapter? How do they, can they just register for a program? Can they come on down? How would you advise
parents? Yeah, I mean, check out our website. You know, if you go to, so with, you know, the Chichi Rodriguez Youth Foundation, so if you go to our website, chichi.org, follow the link for the First Tee page. You can see all the programming that we do now there now. Obviously, we're in summer camp right now, but once we finish summer, we go into evening programs and weekend programs, so there's always something going on, and it's affordable. We have scholarships available as well, so we know we have a great relationship with the Florida Junior Golf Council, the people that do the license plates. They help us to be able to provide scholarship for kids that really just, you know, may not have the funds to get into golf, so, you know, we have some great programs available there as well.
Well, bravo, James. I respect all you're doing up there at Chi-Chi. I want to get you down here sometime in July. We'll talk about that as well. And I also want you to tell your brother, Ian, that on the Tee Florida, I was looking forward to an interview with him sometime. If you could set that up, I'd appreciate it.
I'll try and set that up. I think he's in England at the moment, and I'm actually going over next month. I'm going to get to go to the Open, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you're going to the Open. We might have to figure out a way to have you call in. I had someone call from there.
We should go.
You should go. You live there. You played music there. Your wife's from there. Yeah. You should be the one that go. That's Tom Gribben, by the way. You two will meet, James.
I have the show send me. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, the show will be sending you. You betcha. Yeah, we'll send you out the door. All right, James. I'll give you a shirt this week.
But thank you all very much.
The kids down here.
Yeah, you got it. Appreciate it.
He's James Poulter, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and then we'll have some fun the last 20 minutes so that you can hear the conversations and some of the things that are not for young ears. But what'd you think about my idea? I'll be the old grandpa dad.
Perfect.
And you'll be the child, and we'll go up there and get some money.
Definitely end up arrested, but I mean, I'm fine with it.
All right.
You only live once, man.
Well, we'll be back on the Tee Florida, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. I'm going to need an Ice Pick Vodka after this conversation. We'll be right back.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the last segment of On the Tee Florida, brought to you by our good friends Fred Forsley and the gang at Ice Pick Vodka. In fact, up here in the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, we will be having some specialty drinks. Our own Patty Suzette, the connoisseur of cocktails, has a couple of recipes we're going to launch.
Actually, do you guys want to name one? Because I've got one.
Well, throw it out there.
Okay, so we're going to start with Ice Pick Blueberry Vodka, a little blue curacao, lemonade, ooh, splash of Sprite, garnished with a lemon wheel. I was thinking calling it the water hazard, but it's going to be bright blue. Think blueberry lemonade.
I love that recipe, though.
But I
like the name. I like the water hazard. That's
sure why. We have a cocktail down here called Champa Bay, which has blue curacao, okay, Ice Pick Vodka, and lemonade. This takes it even further. And I think Fred Forsley is going to love that from Ice Pick.
It's a gourmet version of it.
Yes, it is. I absolutely love it. We got to label that. Okay, so we're gonna
I have a name for the Ice Pick Blueberry one that Patty put together. We're going to call it a sky ball, like when you hit a shot and you hit it straight up in the air, sky ball.
Sky ball.
Sky ball.
Sky ball is what Rager wants to call it.
I like that.
I feel like I'm an interpreter because we don't have enough headphones. So I'm giving, I wish I could do sign. I could give Bill Butner an update. Yeah, sky ball. I like that. You like that? You know, that high ball, sky ball?
Yeah, it works.
Well, Greg doesn't like it.
No, that's definitely a no.
That's a no. He's just being polite because you're a lady. But if it was me, he'd be like, hell no, that's horrible. See that look on his face?
It's not horrible.
I'm not going to contradict John
that way. It's not horrible. I just got to grow on me. So I, you know.
Well, I've hit plenty of sky balls. Well, we had someone here in the 19th hole hit a sky ball and knock out one of our cameras already. So that was a sky ball.
Better than mustard.
Yeah, exactly. We are going to have a grand opening, by the way. I need to do a plug for this. Soft grand opening on July 3rd. And it's going to be that night. There's nothing going on at the Trop from 6 to 10. And we're going to introduce this. We got music like we do tonight. We do every night on the weekends. But we're going to have live band down here. It's that Monday before the 4th of July, 6 to 10. We'll be on the air, actually, with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and welcome anybody to come down. We'll be on the air for about 3 hours, kind of like we did the 30th anniversary down here. That'll be brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick and Shipyard. And we're working on an agreement with Great Bay, and probably it's going to be Mick Ultra will be our sponsor. So I'm looking forward to that and a lot of exciting things.
I actually have a surprise for that, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm speechless.
You're going to be down? You're coming down.
The Bill's coming down now.
Yeah. And then, of course, we start our leagues, John Rager, on the 17th down here. I've been promoting, putting it up. Every urinal has a sign in front of it because that's always a great
place. What time on the 17th?
7 to 9. 7 to 9 is the leagues. And I've got a lot of people. We got to get them signing up, but we're looking forward to that. And then we move to our two-hour programming on the 13th. I adjusted that date, the 13th, right before league start. Then we'll be live from 5 to 7 down here. It'll be a party on the 13th. We'll have all of our sponsors down here, a lot of swag, a lot of giveaways. I've got Monster Energy Drink also looking like they're coming on board. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'll be here.
Hey, you know, while we're mentioning the golf leagues, you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, onthetfloridagolf.com. That's where you sign up. You can sign up right online. You pay for your league fees. You go right there. You sign up, fill out the form. We've got teams of six there, so whoever is going to be the designated captain, say so that when you register online there at onthetfloridagolf.com. But, hey, July 17th is coming right up, so we better get in. We're only going to take 24 golfers, so it's going to be limited to the first 24. So get in now on the tfloridagolf.com.
I'm going to be recruiting you to assist me with the leagues to get them off the ground on Monday night. There'll be monetary assistance there for you. But I'm going to need somebody that's a pro at this because John won't be down here. And
I'm going to be on Bill's team.
He's not playing.
Oh, we'll have a new pro here shortly. Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, giving lessons. It was classic, John. It's something you probably would have done. Butner just walks right up. How much time do we have? And I was trying to set up the screen, you know, for him. He says, just stay out of this, which is a smart thing to keep me out of the equation.
Yeah, he did kick you right out of there.
Yeah, you gave him lessons.
It was kind of rude for an old guy, you know. Just get out of here.
I mean, I was enjoying it, but then again, I'm kind of a rude person too.
Hey, you were striking the ball though; it was good.
I was excited.
Well done, Bill. Well done.
Thank you, Bill.
That's a testament to your teaching skills, and I think you'd be very pleased, John Rager, if you would have seen the fundamentals. I need to start from scratch with you. I'm doing it. As soon as this show
is
that may not happen.
Well, I can tell you, Mike, again, you know, your swing has been described as a fight between bulldogs and a telephone booth, so we kind of know that that we got a lot of work to do. But, hey, before we get into that, it's pretty hot down there. It's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank, which is extreme fine fishing fashion. And looking at the weather report for St. Petersburg, it feels like 99 degrees. That's got to be really something. It's got to be really hot down there.
It does. Every degree of it, John.
So it is that. So, you know, I guess they don't, you know, on these computer screens, they don't allow you to have, they don't probably put the three digits in there, they probably only go up to 99. But hey, UV index is 9. That means you better wear your sunscreen out there, or the best thing to do is get out of the sun, come on inside, and play on a golf simulator in air-conditioned comfort. So anyway, that was the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report brought to you by Yank and Crank. And if you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, you will see links to all of our sponsors, including Yank and Crank, including Sea Dog, including Ferg's, including all the different sponsors that are involved with our show that we really appreciate. They'll link right over.
And we're adding more, by the way. Yeah, we're actually sitting right there on the first tee right now. The weather conditions are ideal, I would say, John. And I know Tom Gribben is excited about the temperatures in here today.
It's wonderful. A slight breeze, 3-mile-an-hour breeze from the air conditioner. John's perfect.
I agree. It's 72 degrees, a little breeze in your face.
Now, do you have to go out to the course and give lessons today?
Not today. Thank you.
Bravo for you. You might step up and have a cold beverage with these three on me before you guys take off while
twist,
I'm doing
sports. My arm.
Yep. The bar's open, and just belly up when you get off the air here, and maybe have some of your experimental ice pick drinks.
I'm excited to actually try them, although I'm wondering how many we can get through before we fall down. So
that blue curacao will sneak up on you.
That mic just trying to get us through the
Champa Bay. He does that before we go on the show, and I get nervous because of the 2 hours of
the right color.
Yeah,
I can't believe you're trying to get us into day drinking already.
He's supporting the sponsors. Yeah, it's not even noon, but he does a great job regardless. Sip slowly, youngster. That's Ben Botham. He'll be in the seat next on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Hey, by the way, I also want to make certain that we promote the fact that we will be having first tee, I know, next week coming down from St. Pete, and that'll be a good time as well. Might get you here for that conversation.
Look forward to it.
Oh, and the last thing we got to do, John, before we get in trouble with the fairer sex, is it's a major on the LPGA, and we haven't even discussed it. Leona McGuire's on top of the KPMG, one of their majors, and she's on top of that leaderboard. And Ballastrol. And have you played that track?
I played that was my first U.S. Open. I played in Baltusrol, the lower course down in Springfield, New Jersey.
Is it tough?
No, piece of cake.
You know, I hear it's just brutal.
It was easy to shoot 83, 81. It was real easy.
Have you ever been there, John?
I have. In fact, years ago when I used to be president of the North Florida section, I went out to an annual meeting out in Palm Springs somewhere, and my wife got to play golf with the wife of the president of the New Jersey section, and she, he was the pro at Baltusrol, and she had learned, my wife had learned that they didn't at that time. Now we're talking, 20 some years ago, maybe a little bit longer, the women were not allowed to wear shorts at Baltusrol to play golf at any time. I mean, that's how old and stuffy this place was. So my wife proceeded to, after this lady
shorts?
They would not let women wear shorts. So my wife, she's pretty gregarious, and she decided, hey, we need to loosen these ladies up a little bit. So the wife of the pro from Baltusrol makes about a 70-foot putt for a par or something on one of the holes out there. My wife runs over, picks up the ball, and throws it as far as she can into the water hazard next to it. And the ladies from Baltusrol were absolutely stunned by that. And from that moment forward, I don't know if that changed the short policy at Baltusrol, but it became a lot more fan-friendly at Baltusrol from those years forward.
You should have seen the look on Patty's face when she heard no shorts at a golf course.
I was like, this is cruel. What is happening here?
This was 100 years ago. What year was that?
Hey, I'll tell you what. There's another thing about shorts, and Bill Butner knows this. I was president twice of the North Florida section, the first time in the mid-90s, and I can tell you that I had to go to the mat. The most controversial thing that we ever decided upon was the ability for golf professionals to wear shorts in the summer during a pro-am. We'd go out there and play in the 99-degree heat, and everybody's wearing long pants as pros, and all of our amateurs are wearing shorts. It took just a little act of God by one vote in a section of almost 1,000 golf professionals. We got the shorts through where you can actually wear shorts
in
the summertime.
You guys suck it up.
Where were the Saudis when you needed them, huh?
That's right.
Suck it up. So,
You will never see me in shorts again. Trust me, that's not happening.
No, I've never saw you on shorts out there at St. Pete Country Club.
I will scare you.
With those white sticks?
Yes.
Long white sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch any of the NBA draft?
I did not. I just saw where...
No Tar Heels.
Oh, wow.
No Tar Heels.
That's why I didn't watch.
Amazing.
Yeah, things have changed there. So we got about 5 minutes, John. Any closing thoughts? Anything you want to promote before we wind things down? I get a couple few words from it.
Speaking of Tar Heels out there, you know, I was the tournament director for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Classic last week, and one of the things we did at the Mid-Florida Events Center on a Friday night, we revealed our 2023 incoming class for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame that we'll have in November up in Jacksonville. And speaking of the University of North Carolina, Vince Carter is coming into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame as the class of 2023. Right. And he played golf at the tournament. He's actually a pretty good golfer there. And just was really excited about being announced to be inducted, and we're looking forward to having him in. But when I heard North Carolina, that just came to mind. So Florida Sports Hall of Fame, you go to flasportshof.org. And you can see all the other folks that are coming in our class of 2023. And we know that, I know, Mike, you're going to be up there in Jacksonville with the Tampa Sports Connection for sure. And you'll be broadcasting live from it. It's going to be a really treat. It's going to be in the Jacksonville Theater. So we'll be able to seat about 1,200 people in there that night. The city of Jacksonville has just agreed to be our title sponsor. And we're looking forward to not only having the incoming class coming, but we have a lot of folks in Jacksonville that are in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. I'm not guaranteeing that they'll all show up, but we know that we have Chipper Jones and Tim Tebow and quite a few others that actually do attend our functions in Jacksonville as part of being previous enshrinees. So with that, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and we're looking forward to a great enshrinement in November.
All right, my man. You have a great weekend. Bill Butler, what do you got going on the rest of the weekend?
I have got rest and relaxation, getting ready for junior camps. And
R&R, charging the battery. Patty Suzette, something exciting?
It's actually my best friend's birthday, so complete and utter debauchery, probably with ice pick vodka.
And should we warn the... Well, the St. Pete Police Department will be very busy with Pride weekend, so you can do whatever
attention.
You want.
No, just avert your eyes.
And Tom Gribben, you?
I'm going to continue celebrating the Pride weekend here from on the tee.
And R&R, a little R&R?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, again, a great show. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for surprising me, Patty.
Always.
Anytime. We will make sure that we have headphones for you to participate on that much more interactive.
I like eavesdropping, though. This is fun, too.
It is fun. And then you guys can continue with your lessons as well. Yeah, down here at Ferg's. Come on down to Ferg's. 410 first pitch, Royals, Rays. We've got rock and roll tonight. We've got both simulators up and running. It's hot outside. Come on down to Ferg's. Cool off. Play a little golf. Watch a little baseball. You got the Florida Gators tonight at 7 o'clock as they take on the LSU Tigers in game one of the College World Series from Omaha, Nebraska. So a lot of exciting things going on. One of his alma maters, I see Tom Gribben over here nodding his head for the Gators. So from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, for our friends at Ice Pick Vodka, I'm Mike Rickard for John Rager, Tom Gribben, Patty Suzette, and of course Bill Butner, and on the controls up there, my man Matt and Joe Boudreau. Thanks for listening on the tee. Stay tuned to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.